We're short a person. No, Craig?
No.
Okay, thank you. Okay. At this time, I'd like to ask anyone if you would please, just as a courtesy, mind turning your phones off or put them on vibrate. I'd appreciate it. And then anybody will be allowed to speak on any matter other than personal matters or matters that are not on our agenda. And you will be allowed to speak for not longer than 3 minutes. No council discussion or board action may take place until such a matter has been placed on our agenda in accordance with the law. Are there any public comments or received petitions?
No, ma'am.
All right. Staff, are there any reports or announcements?
Yes, ma'am. I do have a few reports and announcements. So last month, this commission considered a rezoning case to rezone a piece of property on Michael and School from ag to office. That was approved by city council and adopted by ordinance. And then we also had two other items that we needed to notify you of. One being on Monday, April 1st, we will be having a joint workshop with PNZ and City Council for our Unified Development Code workshop, which we are currently undergoing with our third-party consultant, Friesen Nichols. So again, Monday, April 1st, put that on your schedules. We would like to have your participation. That will be at 5 o'clock. And then the other thing that we needed to get some answers on, just to make sure we have a quorum, is our next meeting, which is scheduled for April the 8th. We know that Mrs. Ross will not be present at that meeting. We just want to make sure that all of the rest of you will be present, just so whenever we notify, we know that we're going to have the appropriate personnel here. If I can just get you to say yes, you'll be here, then
I'll be here.
Okay, great.
That's when you asked about making it the 8th or 9th.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So we'll keep it on the 8th, and we'll stay with our regular meeting schedule program.
Okay.
That's all that I have for you today. Thanks.
Thank you. All righty. It's consideration to approve the minutes of the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting February 12th, 2024. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I make a motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Harris. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Commissioner Morris. Oops, no. Scott, I'm sorry, my brain's not working very well. Alrighty, is there any corrections or discussion on the minutes? Seeing none, would you please call the roll?
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Anderson?
Aye.
Commissioner Harris?
Aye.
Commissioner Moore?
Aye.
Commissioner Tay?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. New business, non-action items. Staff, could we have a presentation?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. My name is Jared Smith. I'm the city planner from the city of Caldwell, as you all know. There is one non-action item on the agenda for tonight. It is a minor plat, DL Bledsoe Acres. This, because this is a non-action item, it does not require a vote by this commission, and it will be approved at the staff level. If you have any questions, I'm happy to present it and answer those questions accordingly. Otherwise, we'll move forward without a formal presentation of this particular minor plat.
All right. Does anybody have any questions on it? All right. Seeing none. Thank you. We'll move forward to new business. In accordance with the Tomball Municipal Code, should the commission recommend denial of any zoning change request, the commission shall provide reasons to the applicant for the denial if requested by the applicant. So, F1, consideration to approve the final plat of Christian Brothers Tomball, subdivision of 2.607 acres, situated in the Joseph Hauser League, abstract number 34, City of Tomball, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have your presentation, please?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. The one plat which is on the agenda for your consideration this evening is the Christian Brothers Tomball final plat, which is located in the 29,500 block of State Highway 249 on the east side. This property is within a zoning classification of commercial zoning. There's one lot which is being created by this plot, which is 2.61 acres in size. Here is the graphic representation of the plot for your consideration. This is also included in your packets. And city staff did find that this plot is consistent with Chapter 40, Article 2 of our Code of Ordinance, which are the subdivision standards, and city staff is recommending approval to you all today. Subject to the conditions outlined on this slide, which again, these conditions were also included within your packets. In a nutshell, we need legal information for the instrument that is being recorded on the east property boundary for a pipeline access easement, and then also prior to the approval of this plat, we do need public infrastructure plans to be approved by the city engineer's office, and ultimately the utilities installed in accordance with those plans or bonded through the city. Happy to answer any questions you have regarding this plat at this time.
All right. May I have a motion to approve the final plat of Christian Brothers Tomball?
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Harris. Is there any questions or discussion? Seeing none, would you please
Can I ask?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
So I was trying to read this in either my eyes or where is this going to be located on 249? I know where they are now on 249, but where is this?
So there is an existing church just south of Brown, Brown, it's 249.
Okay.
There's a big vacant 18-plus acre tract there, and then there's a church to the south.
Yes, okay.
The property immediately south of that is this.
Oh, all right.
Any other questions? Seeing none, would you please call the roll?
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Moore?
Aye.
Commissioner Tag?
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson?
Aye.
Commissioner Harris?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. All right, is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
I second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson, and thank you, Mr. Moore. All righty, would you please call the roll?
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Harris?
Aye.
Commissioner Moore?
Aye.
Commissioner Tag?
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson?
Aye.
Motion to adjourn carries unanimously.
All right, the meeting is now adjourned, and the time is 6:08 p.m.
So I guess, Richard, you don't want to visit, huh?